This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles early today, targeting two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops, a move that came after Iranian leaders threatened to retaliate for the American drone airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, called the strikes a slap in the face to the United States and said what he called the corrupt presence of the U.S. in the region should come to an end. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said, quote, "We do not seek escalation or war, but will defend ourselves against any aggression." More from VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman.
What we know is that the Iranians target two U.S. bases with a number of missiles. All indications are that there were no casualties, no Iraqis at those bases in Iraq, or Americans have been killed or wounded, according to the latest information. But officials at the White House and Defense Department are cautioning that until it's daylight and they make a thorough assessment, we won't have a full indication of the extent of damage.
AP's Zaria Shackley reports on world reaction to the overnight missile attacks.
U.S. officials have said there are no immediate reports of U.S. casualties. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has condemned the Iranian missile strike and has urged Iran to refrain from further military action. China's foreign ministry is expressing concern about the spike in tensions in the Middle East and says it hopes matters can swiftly cool off. Germany has condemned the Iranian missile attack, and Defense Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer said the government rejects this aggression in the sharpest possible terms. I'm Zaria Shackley.
President Trump is expected to address the situation with Iran on national TV, perhaps in a few hours from now. From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says there were no survivors from a Ukraine International Airlines plane that crashed after taking off today from Tehran Airport. The flight was bound for Kyiv and was carrying 167 passengers and 9 crew members. Authorities are investigating what caused the Boeing 737 to go down. Iranian state media reports cited mechanical issues, but there has been no confirmation of that. In the meantime, the airline is indefinitely suspending flights to Tehran. There is no suggestion from either Iran or Ukraine that terrorism was involved in the tragedy. With tensions in the region rising, commercial airlines are rerouting flights that cross the Middle East to avoid potential danger. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
Australian carrier Qantas, Malaysia Airlines, and Singapore Airlines all have adjusted their flight schedules to avoid Iranian airspace. Qantas is also staying out of Iraqi airspace. And the Federal Aviation Administration says it's barring American pilots and carriers from flying in areas of Iraqi, Iranian, and some Persian Gulf airspace. The agency warns of the potential for miscalculation or misidentification of civilian aircraft amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. Senate appears to be moving closer to an impeachment trial of President Trump here in Washington. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with a report.
After Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said,
"We have the votes,"
he says Republicans can start the impeachment trial in the Senate without calling any witnesses immediately.
What's good for President Clinton is good for President Trump.
McConnell called on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Pelosi was meeting with her leadership team at the Capitol when she was told about the Iranian strikes in Iraq and reportedly asked them to pray. The top Democrat in the Senate, New York's Chuck Schumer, says Republicans don't want witnesses because they'll implicate President Trump.
That was Jackie Quinn. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido entered the country's legislative building on Tuesday, 2 days after the ruling Socialist Party installed its own parliamentary leadership, the latest development in an effort to gain control of Venezuela's last democratic institution. Self-styled interim president Guaido and a handful of opposition lawmakers forced their way into the National Assembly after a standoff with President Nicolas Maduro's security forces initially prevented them from entering. But just minutes before Guaido got in, a brief parliamentary session led by Luis Parra had already ended. Parra was sworn in as head of the parliament by Maduro's allies on Sunday. Taiwanese voters will elect a president Saturday, setting the course for how to deal with China amid fears that Taiwan could be taken by the communist government or go the way of protest-racked Hong Kong. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.